Next item are the committee reports, and we voted to put the report from WPFW Local Station Board to the top of those committee reports. So, Julie, I don't know who's gonna read the WPFW LSB report.
Julie's going to read the motion that the LSB passed. And we'll both Thomas and Vanessa can also chime in as to why we're requesting this motion.
Can you give me the time? How much time for this item? 10 minutes.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Vote on the time, but I think maybe we need 10 minutes for this item, or do you need more?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
I'll put it at 10.
Okay, so let's go. Julie?
Okay. Julie, do you want me to lay out the situation first and then have you present the motion?
That works. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Basically, it's this, guys. We had a successful election, and we have three candidates available, three staff candidates available to replace someone on our PNB rep. Right now, that PNB rep is me, but I'm timing out. And normally we would just select somebody, you know, from that pool of staff candidates that won in the recent election. However, those new candidates have not served on an LSB before. And the bylaws make reference to that issue in terms of who can serve on the PNB. And so we are requesting a waiver, a consideration of a waiver, you know, for that particular rule so that we can appoint, so that the LSB can appoint someone from that pool of candidates to begin serving on the PNB as they serve on the as they now serve on the LSB as well. And Julie has crafted a motion in that regard for your consideration. And we'll be glad to answer questions and after the motion has been presented.
This is Lydia to the staff.
We need to hear the motion first, and then we can have discussion. And actually, I'm going to have to make a ruling on the motion before we even go to discussion. But let's hear the motion first.
Got it. Okay. There's a lot of whereas clauses and a very short be it resolved. So just so you know, I'll do my best. Whereas Article 5, Section 1 of the Pacifica Bylaws on Board of Directors eligibility number, powers, and duties contains the clauses, has served at least 1 year as a delegate from paragraph B on eligibility and shall have equal representation from each of the foundation's 5 radio stations from paragraph C on number. Whereas Article 5, Section 3 of the bylaws on nomination and election of station representative directors contains the statement in paragraph B, the staff director must be a staff delegate. Whereas Article 5, Section B of the bylaws on filling vacancies on the board bolsters Article 5, Section 3 by stating that if the previous director was a staff director, the delegates shall election, a staff delegate. Whereas with the 2021 delegate elections, half of the WPFW local station board is comprised of delegates not eligible to serve as directors of the National Foundation because this is their first LSB service, and applies to the staff and listener delegations. Whereas though this ratio of delegates to directors is equal across the listener and staff classes, the smaller number of staff delegates means a much smaller number of eligible staff delegates to be elected as a staff director. Whereas all eligible WPFW staff delegates were nominated by the bylaws deadline and declined the nomination to serve as directors given their other obligations to WPFW. Whereas this situation could occur at other Pacifica radio stations and is therefore not unique to WPFW, it results in certain aspects of the bylaws being in conflict with other aspects of the bylaw. bylaws, eligibility requirements in conflict with equal representation of stations, and therefore presents an issue which must be resolved by the National Board. Whereas the other ways that WPFW could apply to the Pacifica National Board for relief would result in bylaws, waivers that are much more extensive, e.g. substituting listener director for staff director or extending director terms, that was a parenthetical, which would be far more far-reaching and set unnecessary precedents. Be it therefore resolved that the WPFW Local Station Board requests the Pacifica National Board to approve a one-time waiver to the has served at least 1 year as a delegate clause of Article 5, Section 1, Paragraph B on staff delegate eligibility to be a staff director for 2022 so that PFW may elect the full slate of directors to the Board of the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, let me kind of make a tentative ruling on this.
Second.
I'm willing to listen to... We're getting an echo here. Can somebody mute themselves? I don't know who that is. Thank you. Okay, this is a situation in which it is not possible to be completely compliant with our bylaws no matter what we do, because on the one hand, the bylaws requires that each station has three listener representatives elected to the National Board and one staff representative. We are, and the eligibility requirement for being elected to the National Board is a one-year term of service on the local station board. And we cannot meet both criteria at the same time because of the particular situation at WPFW. So in my opinion, since it is not possible to be compliant to the letter of the law in this particular situation, the least harm would be if we waived the requirement for the one-year term of service in order to comply with the spirit of the bylaws, which does mandate that there be a staff representative for each station. And this is not the first time we've had to do something like that to adjust, to make adjustments for a peculiar situation. I do recall that in one of the delegate elections, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, some of the members who were elected as delegates could only serve a one-year term instead of the standard three-year term because of the peculiar configuration of the delegates at that time, which was caused by our having missed an election some years before. Anyway, it's complicated to get into that issue, but we have had adjustments like that before. And also, for those who are going to start pointing fingers, this is not at all the same situation as wanting to simply ignore the bylaws in order to get something, some result you want done. We're not ignoring the bylaws. We're trying to make an adjustment in the bylaws where it is actually practically impossible to comply completely with the letter of the bylaws. So that's my opinion.
Mr. Chair, may I get on the stack?
Ed Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
Lydia.
Okay, I'm
here.
Here. Lydia and Lawrence and who else?
Okay, so...
James also, please.
James, okay.
So my question is, and then a statement, if I'm accurate. When I saw this on the agenda, I didn't know I'd be on tonight. But anyway, is that in 2019, you had two staff candidates, so they should be eligible, Marsha Coleman and Arthur McLeod, which if
they are not willing to run.
Right. That's if I may finish, please. And so as I understood from Vanessa, that they did not want to run. We really, I believe, in order to cover ourselves legally, is to have a statement from them. I don't have an objection to the waiver, but to have a statement stating why they can't run. And then going forward, I would say that we probably need a bylaws amendment. We are able to have multiple ballots during the year now. a bylaws amendment to deal with a situation like this, including, I think, and this would also be something for the Elections Committee, that if you run LSB, I mean, listener or staff, that you should understand that in a situation like this, that they should make themselves available to sit on the PMB, that be part of what they should be asked to do, so that we're in keeping with the bylaws, unless we change the bylaws in some other way to accommodate this situation. But certainly a waiver is in order, but I really strongly believe that we need to have a statement from them, because, and I'll tell you why, because some people, and there's at least one case that I've heard of, where someone believed that they had not met the 1 year requirement. In fact, because they had sat on the LSB years before, they did meet it. But nevertheless, they did not run, therefore, for the PMB. So people have made that determination, and so that there is no backlash on this or talk. We really need to, and because it's important legally to have statements from the two members who are eligible but don't want to run.
I agree with you.
We're on time on this subject also.
Lydia, I think the point's well taken.
Can I make a motion to extend for 5 minutes?
We really got to get going. We have a lot of motions from a lot of committees. Let me just ask, does anybody object to this motion?
I have a question, Chair. That's why I put my hand up.
Okay, what is your question?
My question is for Julie and Ron. You do have somebody that I would think that you have somebody that's willing to step up and accept this waiver. I also support Lydia's recommendation that there be two declarations from the candidates that decline, if that's okay. And then do you have a name of a person or that's going to accept the waiver? I understand. Well, Mr. Pinchback. I understand Alice's cogent remark in regards to, we have to step out of a bylaw interpretation because it's somewhat in conflict. So, I get it.
Mr. Chair, may I respond briefly?
Okay, you can respond, and then we'll either go to a vote or we'll.
Okay, actually we have three candidates, three people that are willing to step up, and the LSB will select one amongst those three. Thank you for that. Thank you for your consideration. Much, much appreciated.
Okay, so let me ask again.
And we also support Lydia's suggestion also. Thank you.
So are there any objections to this motion from the WPFW Local Station Board? Okay, then it's approved by consensus. You may tell the delegates from WPFW to go ahead and I guess they're gonna have to either vote or choose somebody by consensus to be the staff representative, right? Okay. Okay.
Thanks again, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. We move on and, okay. Did anybody call Eileen to give a report from the audit committee?
Yes, Chair, I did.
And?
James. She was not expecting to come. Nobody contacted her. She did not have a report. She does expect to come next week to give a year-end report to the new board.
Okay, fine. Next is the coordinating committee. Chris?
Yeah, the coordinating committee met yesterday to set the final agenda for the year. And one of the things that came up during the course of that meeting is that, or not the final meeting of the year, but the first meeting of the year, the next year. one of the things that came up, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak because this is easier than sending an email. I'm planning on doing that anyway. is that each of the committee chairs, for all of our standing and elected committees and all the other groups that have been organized under the PMB for the last year, we would like a year-end report from each of them, as Alex just alluded to, for audit. There's two or three, I think three reasons to do this. The first is, of course, to highlight the work of the committee in a positive way. A subsequent reason that's associated with that is to attract new people to those committees and help motivate the new PMB to seed those committees. And then just to kind of give an overview or a summary of the scope of those committees so that the new PMB members understand all of that. So I'll send out an email to this effect to each of the chairs of the committees. They will be each allotted 5 minutes to give those reports. I would appreciate it if everybody who's currently chairperson of a committee would show up next week to introduce the new PMB to those committees, whether or not they are PMB members next week. And speaking personally, I appreciate being elected to the committees that I've served on. I appreciate the work of those committees. I appreciate everybody's involvement in those committees. And I hope that the PMB will be as fruitful in the coming year and work to the benefit of the organization as much as these committees have. So thank you.
Okay. Next is the report from the Strategic Planning Committee. I'm the chair of that committee. We will be giving a final report of the work of the Strategic Planning Committee next week at the inaugural meeting of the 2022 Pacifica National Board. I believe all the other committees should be doing that. We did pass two motions tonight for the consideration of the Pacifica National Board. I don't have the final wording of the motions in front of me, but Julie has them, and I'd like to ask Julie to read those motions.
Okay, motion number one. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation can profit from the input of former members of Pacifica governance, former members of Pacifica staff, and former members of Pacifica management, as well as members of the general public who can assist in advising the PMB on such issues as complying with the Pacifica mission, meeting our goals in terms of our reach to listeners and our financial status with fundraising and expanding the Pacifica network to the point where it can rival the major media providers to provide an alternative and radical point of view on politics and culture. Be it resolved that the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board recommends to the Pacifica National Board that it authorize the creation of a National Pacifica Advisory Council. This body shall have no fiduciary powers or responsibilities, but will contribute its advice and recommendations to the PNB as to the direction of Pacifica. The PNB may, at its discretion, ask the NPAC to make recommendations on a specific project. The members of the NPAC shall be nominated twice a year, once in February and once in September, for a term of no more than 5 years by members of the PMB, and the PMB will vote on each nominee whether to accept or remove that person as a member of the NPAC. Current members of Pacifica governance and current Pacifica management are not eligible. No more than 12 people may be elected to the NPAC at any one time. There shall be a limit of 25 people as members of the NPAC, but that can be revised in a future amendment to this policy. The NPAC shall meet at least twice a year, but may meet more often. It may elect officers to conduct the meetings and should keep minutes of all its sessions. The NPAC shall report back to the PNB on a regular basis with its recommendations. Sorry, okay. I didn't motivate that.
Let me motivate that. It's been an idea that's been germinating. It was my idea originally, but I did do a bit of research, and I found out that many boards of directors, particularly nonprofit boards, have such things. I usually call them an advisory council of some sort. They don't they don't call them a board because they don't have fiduciary duties or responsibilities. So it would be it could cause problems calling them a board. They're just an advisory council. They have purely advisory status. But this is potentially a very valuable asset to Pacifica. And number one, in leveraging the skills and perhaps the knowledge of some of these people. Some of them could be veterans from Pacifica, but others could be simply public figures who want to assist Pacifica and perhaps could help us raise money simply by virtue of lending us their name. For instance, you know, we could reach out to people like Jane Fonda. You know, there's no reason to reach out to people like this only when we have some kind of a bylaws referendum. Why not reach out to them to just help Pacifica? And I think some of them will be willing to do that. You don't know until you try, of course. But that's kind of the motivation, and I leave it up to the body to decide whether you want to go ahead with this. I think it's definitely worth going ahead, and how far it succeeds or doesn't succeed will only be determined if you start the process.
Lawrence to the Secretary.
Excuse my interruption, but I have not received this motion. Would somebody please see to it that I get it?
And okay. Could someone send it to me as well? This is Lydia.
Okay. I have Lawrence, Ron, who else?
Lydia to the stack.
Lydia, who else? Anybody else from the strategic
chair? Planet? We're going to need to extend. We're at 15 seconds.
Okay, can we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes?
So move, Chair.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Do we have a second?
Second, James.
Okay, are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, Paulina, did you want to be on the stack?
No, I just wanted to check. May I?
Yeah, what?
The motions that Lydia and Marianne need are the ones that Julie sent, right? Could you remind me which ones I'm looking for to send it to Marianne and Lydia?
Well, right now we're discussing a motion from the Strategic Planning Committee.
Got it. Okay, found it. Resending. Thank you.
Okay, and there's another motion coming up after we deal with this one.
Point of information, Chair. Was that text provided somewhere in one of the agendas?
It should have been sent to the board. I don't know. Did the board members not receive these motions?
They did twice.
It was sent. I received it.
All right.
Okay.
Do I have the floor, Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I serve on the nonprofit board, and we do have advisory committees or somewhat something similar to this. And it is an effective tool. Because I serve as an executive board member for a organization that seeks to reintegrate people who were criminally justice involved. So I think it's a good concept, and it could be a good tool, but I still have not made up my mind. I still want to hear what others think. In regards to submitting a final report, the Elections Committee and the Governance Committee will do that. I'd like to apologize to Vanessa. She did text me about the Coordinating Committee yesterday, and she would understand I was in union bargaining. We are bargaining right now, and I was not able to break away. So thank you for reminding me, Vanessa, as I do you, but I couldn't make it last night.
Okay, Ron is next on this
there. Okay. I must say, I have concerns. I have concerns because, we're creating another layer of management. Now, and I don't mean management in that supervisory sense. But, you know, let's suppose this group makes these suggestions, and the board says, oh, "No, we don't want to do that." You know, we're creating, possibly creating, you know, friction between a sanctioned body like the board and a non-sanctioned body, you know, like this group. So I have concerns about that. And you know, me, I just have concerns about it. And I guess you guys can imagine the rest, you know, but, I'm not sure if this is a good idea. And look, and plus we're having hard enough time populating the PNB, the boards on our stations, you know, and you want to, you know, take away that talent from, that talent from you know, on the hope that, you know, they're going to meet and think they're going to know what's best for Pacifica. So I this needs to be thought out a lot more thoroughly, before consideration. Thank you.
Lydia?
Yes, I have, humanitarian law firms. We all have like advisory boards. But that's already built into our bylaws. And so I don't know what we would have to do to have an advisory board. And I know you're saying an advisory board for the strategic planning or an advisory board to the PMB. I think that we need to have someone look at that first. However, we also have the ability to have at-large members to the board. And that's very useful if you can have, if the board, the full board approves of who the at-large members would be. And I think that should be true even for the strategic committee or whatever it is that they're recommending as advisory, that you would really have to, you should, in my opinion, have a full board vote on that. And then it's very useful in approaching foundations for grants and so forth. Certainly back in the day when we had Dick Gregory and others that we've had on the board, high-profile people, that is helpful. So I don't have any objection to that, but I think this needs to be looked at as to whether it requires any kind of a bylaws amendment.
Okay. Can I just respond to Lydia?
And I haven't seen the motion, so I may be wrong about its proposal.
Lydia, just factually on at-large members, our bylaws allow for one at-large member to be elected to the Pacifica National Board, and there's a nomination process that's supposed to take place like several months before other board members are elected, and it's actually never happened in the history of the Pacifica National Board. We've never even gotten to the nomination process, so I don't think that's likely to happen. And as far as the use of these kind of advisory boards, well, we do have CABs that are sort of an advisory to the local station board, but we don't have anything analogous to the Pacifica National Board. So this would be kind of something like a CAB, but only of a more high profile than a CAB, and would, I think be something analogous to the advisory board of some of the major nonprofit institutions functions. Anyway, do other members of the Strategic Planning Committee want to say anything about this?
Yeah,
Lyndon to the stack.
I'd like to make another remark at your leisure.
We have to, everybody has to go first who hasn't spoken. Go ahead.
Yes, well, this has been gone over quite a bit and thought about in the Strategic Planning Committee. And I think it would be some high profile type people if we could get them to agree to do this. I threw out a couple suggestions. I don't know if any of y'all read Talking Points memo with Josh Marshall. I mean, he's up there in New York City. He's created his own journalism basically on the web, and he's done great great things with it. Another person I had in mind for asking is Laurie Garrett, who, you know, is a Peabody and Polk Award winner, and she worked at in Berkeley at KPFA, producing up there for quite some time. She's a virologist and a journalist on viruses and epidemiology. I mean, we could get some good, really good people who could help us out here, and that's the plan. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. James.
Sandra, go ahead. And then James.
Yeah, I just want to say that this committee is advisory only. They don't suffer under the pressures of fiduciary responsibilities, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a world of people out there that have good advice and are willing to contribute that if the Pacifica National Board will only listen. There's kind of two schools of thought that, you know, everybody has an opinion, but the other school of thought is that some opinions are worth listening to. And if people can give us good advice and help guide us into a better way of governing and helping Pacifica raise the money, promote our agenda, then I think it's without question that we should do so. So thank you.
Okay, James?
Yeah, I want to say that in other organizations, sometimes these kind of boards are used as a great fundraising vehicle. Again, if you put people that are well-known, high-profile people on such a board, and then they appeal to others or they use their platform that they have through their notoriety, it can attract fundraising. I also want to say that it can help us retain people who have gained knowledge and experience in Pacifica. Frequently, when people are done serving on the boards, they're exhausted, they drift away, sometimes they don't come back, and that knowledge is lost. It takes years to figure out what's going on in Pacifica and to learn the ropes and who the players are, and then by the time you're done with that, sometimes it's time to go. So this would be a way to keep some of those people around for a little bit longer, and again, to emphasize the last speaker's point, with no fiduciary or decision-making responsibility or power, strictly advisory and hopefully beneficial, and not a place where, you know, we would just extend factional infighting.
For hey, Dwayne, Mark.
Almost to the stat.
Okay, I heard.
We're at time. We're at time, Chair. Yeah.
Time. Okay. We do need to extend time at least for, we have another motion from the committee.
Can we have to extend?
For how long? Make it 10 minutes? 10 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Yes, second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. I'd like to wrap up the discussion on this motion as soon as possible so that we can get to the other motion, but okay, I heard Mr. Lark and I heard Ms. Thomas and
yes.
And Vanessa to the SAC.
And Lawrence, time permitting, Chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
Actually, I'd like to go after Vanessa and Mr. Lark.
I think you got to go in the order in which you raise your hand. So go ahead.
Well, fine. At this point, it does appear that this motion would serve a good purpose if it excluded individuals who may have served the board in the last 5 years, because it does seem it's not going to solve the problem of factionalism if it's loaded with folk who've been around and served on the board in and out for the last 20 years. Ideas are great, and you don't need a formal apparatus. You've always got board members who represent your station where you can bring up ideas or serve in the capacity of the existing committees that we have. So I do see this as a opportunity for those who've been termed out to try to stay in play. And for some people, that's a good thing because they feel like they own the foundation. It's their little baby. But I don't think that served this foundation very well. when we talk about acrimony, we talk about factionalism. Seems like most of the time the people who are talking about factionalism are the ones that have the strongest factions. Just in the face of hypocrisy, of course, but that's not really unusual. So I move that this motion be sent to the proper place to be considered, vetted, maybe even refined, and I move that it be sent to governance. I know the comment that you've made earlier, which is always this flippant way of you trying to discount something or
Mr. Lark, I would advise you not to characterize.
Well, you ought to stop making these flippant remarks when you don't think something is nice or proper. Because you said something bad about governance just a minute ago.
We heard from you.
You said something bad about governance a minute ago. And I've moved, and I'd like to have a second.
Chair.
Out of order.
Chair, I'd like to second.
Oh, out of order for saying what you just said when you're not been recognized.
Mr. Lark and,
out of order don't mean anything to you people unless it's for your purpose.
Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, we had an amendment to the motion that's been seconded.
That you people is equivalent of these people.
Okay,
Chair, may I be recognized? Personal privilege.
Yes, you may. Go ahead, Mr.
Any member can make a point of order at any time without being recognized. Thank you.
Well, it wasn't a point of order because I'm not out of order.
Mr. Lark,
you just blurted it out is what you did because you don't like what's being said.
Mr. Lark, you are out of order.
Yeah, of course I'm out of order. I'm always out of order when I'm not your friend. But when I was your friend, you didn't have a problem with
it. Continuing breach. Out of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
I don't know what to say about this.
Sound like a parakeet.
Go to the stack.
Okay. I believe I was on the stack, Mr. Chair.
Well, really, it's got to be a new stack because we've got an amendment here. But I'll choose you, Thomas, and then Vanessa. Go ahead.
Chair.
I was going to offer an amendment myself. What is the amendment we're discussing?
I think his amendment was that the advisory council exclude anybody who has been on.
No. That was not my motion. Yeah. That was my comment. So let's not complicate. The motion is that we refer this matter to governance.
Point of order, not recognized.
Okay.
You're not recognized either.
I am corrected. That's correct. This is a motion to refer to the governance committee. Okay. Go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I was going to speak to the sort of, the potential danger of creating this, advisory council. One could see, and several people have pointed out its advantages, but of course those advantages also come with hidden dangers. The fundraising issue in Pacifica, we've always known as, you know, can be, landmines. Will members of this, Aminon's Greece committee of counselors, commit Pacifica, without committing, casually or informally. That's one thing. But I was going to say one way to combat that would be to say that they meet no more than two times a year and no more than four. I mean, I don't see any reason why a council like this should meet more than quarterly to review, and I guess how they liaison with the PNB would have to be determined, and probably it is proper that it go to government. So I would support Mr. Lark's amendment. Thank you.
Okay. Vanessa?
I just have a quick question, which has to do, if I'm understanding, with the term, which would be 5 years. It just seems like a really long time, so I don't know. I was just curious about the thought process that went into that length of time for the term?
If you want me to answer, the thought process was that we want to be able to populate this advisory council with new people, and that means that the people that are on have a limited time to be on this council. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult to get new people on the council.
Mr. Chair, the board is supposed to be discussing whether to refer it to the governance committee or not.
That's correct.
Chair, that's what I want to do.
Okay. Ron, to respond to that.
Yeah. Okay, Ron, I'll put you on the stack. Okay, Mr. Reyes, you can go then, Ron, and then we.
Thank you. I believe the reason why I second the motion to refer is because I believe this has bylaws implications, a possible bylaws a vote by the membership has to be taken. We already know that all the committees that are part of the standing committee process and the bylaws are something. And, you know, I just think of all the community advisory boards that we don't have throughout the stations. And now we want to create this, so I'm not with that. I'm really not feeling that. So, I will, vote to, and I encourage those, so we could take a better look and even possibly, get a legal opinion as well.
Okay. Ron, you're next.
Essentially, that's my point too. I support, referring to governance. This needs to be hammered out in much more detail, before we vote nay or yay on it. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. Chair. May I speak?
Yes, sure, Sandra. Go ahead.
Chris to the stack as well, please.
Okay, hi, Chris.
Okay. I just want to start by saying that I appreciate everybody's comments and concerns. This is an advisory committee. They don't have any power. All they can do is try to put their best foot forward and advise the Pacifica National Board on things that they could potentially utilize to help the foundation. It's a no-brainer, okay? For those of you who want to pick it apart, you're free to do so, and you can delay and refer it to governance and do whatever you want to do. But in doing so, you are acting in detriment to the Pacifica Foundation.
Personal
An advisory council.
Personal privilege
is,
immediately.
Personal privilege, please.
Okay, no cross-talking.
Well, point of order, because the time is expanded.
Exactly.
I know the time is, we've expended 10 minutes.
No cross-talking, please.
10 minutes have expired.
Sandra, can you?
No,
it has not.
I will just make it short
it
and sweet.
Not.
This does not need to be referred to governance. It's not recreating the bylaws. It is not doing anything detrimental to the foundation. It is an effort to help the foundation do better. So I would strongly urge everyone to vote for this. Thank
That's
you.
That's your opinion.
Okay, Chris, you're next.
Okay. I just wanted to point out that a fair number of these questions and objections are actually in the motion. If you would read it, you would find them in there. For example, the meeting cycle is in there. It's two meetings per year. So that very astute.
Chair, point of order.
No point of order. Let Chris finish his statement, please.
Point of order is always in order, Chair.
What is your point of order?
Point of order is we've already been directed to speak whether we are going to refer, not motivate again.
This is part of the discussion on whether to refer. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm objecting to it being referred and saying that these questions have already been answered. They don't need to be answered by governance. They're answered by the motion itself. It's also in the motion that people can be removed from this. So the five-year cycle is rather irrelevant. They can be removed on a six-month cycle. So if you don't like somebody who's serving on that committee, and it's not a committee, by the way. I keep calling it that because it's a habit.
That's what it's going to be.
That's exactly what it's going to be. That's why you keep referring to it.
No, it is not, Mr. Lark. And I don't like you putting words in my mouth anymore.
You put the words in your own mouth,
Mr. Lark.
Sir, I was
you put the words
myself.
In. It came out of your mouth. I didn't put.
I am correcting myself, sir.
Chris,
after a mishap,
am correcting myself
no
because
cross,
I misused the word.
Of course,
if you can't accept that. That is fine with me, but
hey,
I've made
personal.
A legitimate
it's what you say.
Mistake.
It's not personal.
It's a mistake, and I made it, and I am taking responsibility for it. But it is not a committee. It is a council. It is here to serve the institution. And you know what? You can refer it to governance, but if it gets to governance, I urge you to look through the goddamn motion. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to bring
up
so much emotion.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's really
You finally woke up.
Sir.
That's great.
Okay, I'm going to make one final remark, and then we'll go to a vote on this. Ron, I understand your concern, but I think they really are not justified. I think you're seeing ghosts here. There are,
I am not seeing ghosts, man. Sorry.
Let me finish. Yes, it is possible that maybe this council will come into conflict with the board on some opinion it has, but it's much more likely they will assist the board and work with the board and help guide the board, and the board in turn can call on the resources of this council to assist it in various specialized areas. And for instance, if we need some advice about the entertainment industry that nobody on the board has or none of our management staff have, we can, there may be people on this council who have that kind of knowledge. So I think we should try it. I think the referral to the governance committee is just a way of trying to kill this motion, and I would urge a vote against it. So let's go to
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, this is Ron. Listen, I'm not trying to kill this motion. I'm trying to strengthen it.
I am not questioning your intentions whatsoever.
You're exactly doing that every time you make these flippant remarks about people's intentions.
Point of order. Speaker's not recognized.
Oh, here's the parakeet again.
Miss, Madam Recording Secretary, could you please take the role on the amendment to refer this motion to the Governance Committee? Yes, if you support that amendment. No, if you don't. Marion?
Sorry about that. There's noise in the background here, so I've been muting myself.
Okay,
so the amendment is to refer this motion to the Governance Committee. Chris Corey?
No.
I heard you say no?
That's okay. Correct.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Abstain.
Abstains. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray?
No.
Votes no. Julie Hewitt?
No.
Votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James?
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa?
No.
Votes no. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline?
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton?
No.
Votes no. Andrea Turner is not here. Beth Van Gunten? Beth?
Passes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Tom abstains.
Abstains. Okay. Beth, you have passed. How do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Abstains. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no votes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
No.
Okay, you vote no. We have 9 no votes and 6 yes votes. The amendment fails.
The amendment fails. Now we vote on the motion. Marion, could you please take the roll on the motion itself?
I will do so.
Madam, Mr. Chair, may I offer a motion to the or an amendment to the original motion?
We are out of time. Go ahead,
okay.
Marion.
So, yes. Hang on. I need to set myself up.
Move to extend 2 minutes.
Motion.
We're not extending right now. Come on. Let's go.
Okay. So.
We have other committee reports. Sorry.
Yeah. Chris Corey.
Yes. Ralph here. Explain the vote.
Yes. It is a vote on a motion to create an advisory committee.
Council.
Excuse me. I did it. Sorry, Mr. Clark. Council. An advisory council. Chris Corey voted yes.
Potato. It doesn't matter.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
If it quacks like a duck, no.
Okay. Dwayne Lark votes no. Ollie Lexa.
Pass.
Passes. Okay. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes, I vote no. Currently written, vote no.
You vote no. Lydia Ponce.
No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
As written, no.
Votes no. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. Oops. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
Pass.
You pass?
Okay. Yeah.
Tom Voorhees.
Pass.
Okay. Well, now, Ollie Lexa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. Beth, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Tom Voorhees, you chose to pass. How do you choose to vote?
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Okay, you vote.
Hold on, no talking. We have to announce the results of the vote.
I would like the names to be read. The people that voted no. I'd like to get the names of the people that voted no.
Let the recording secretary, announce the results of the vote, and then you could speak. Go ahead.
10-6. Okay. There being 10 yes votes and 6 no votes, the motion passes. I heard, Lawrence Reyes ask for, you wanted the names of those who voted no?
Yes, please.
Dwayne Lark, Thomas O'Rourke, Lydia Ponce, Ron Pinchback, Ralph Pointer, Lawrence Reyes, and Sean Rhodes.
That sounds like more than 6.
7.
7.
3, 4, 5, 6. My apologies. You're right. I miscounted.
It's okay, Marianne. Thank you.
Okay.